This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get the 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media. You'll see, as a matter of fact, Ben Swan is now combating, again, the coronavirus hoax. A hoax it is. They've lost their narrative, as we all know, friends, but now they're coming in through forced compliance, through totalitarian methods to force what they know they've lost. This is totalitarianism as to what you're seeing today. I've said it a million times. Either you deal with corrupt politicians and special interest groups, friends, or else you're going to lose your rights. It's just that simple. There is no in-betweenites when it comes to this situation. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. You can do the same thing over there. Go ahead and click on to the front page. You'll see us up on the top there. Go to the right side, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, I'm going to play some audio for you because you need to listen to what happens to a nation that refuses to enforce the law. Now, I'm going to tee it up here, okay? Just today, Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com, also hosts the morning show on Sons of Liberty Media. He just highlighted an article, business owner Clay Clark. Bill Gates is a pedophile. He hangs with pedophiles. Why would you listen to a pedophile about what to do with your kids? He said, we must shut down the shutdown. I want you to listen carefully to Clay Clark telling the American people the truth of the matter. Check this out.
Think about that from the president, making it very clear that he wants schools to reopen. And in fact, there could be negative outcomes for those that don't.
Well, one, we should definitely open up the schools, and we need to stop listening to Dr. Fauci, who is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. And all of your listeners know this, I know this, you know this, we all know this, but Jeffrey Epstein's not a good man, and Bill Gates spent a lot of time with Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. So I don't think we should be listening to a pedophile for how to treat our kids, period. And we shouldn't be listening to people who spend time with pedophiles as it relates to our kids. So if Bill Gates wanted to watch my kids as a babysitter, I wouldn't let him do it. I'm certainly not going to use a vaccine he recommends. And Bill Gates has asked Dr. Fauci to serve on his board for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So stop listening to Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci. They are corrupt individuals, and Bill Gates hangs out with pedophiles consistently. Why would he hang out with Epstein? Why would he do that? It's sick.
You should see the reporter, friends. She almost looks angry with Clay Clark when he calls Bill Gates a pedophile. Folks, you need to understand, these are all extorted men. You need to understand, it wasn't just Bill Gates hanging out with Mr. Epstein. It was the President of the United States of America. It was the Clintons. It was, folks, it was their cat, their dog, and their hamsters as well. Why do you think Epstein allegedly just disappeared, friends? People need to begin to think as to what's going on here. You ever wonder why the good is never implemented in this country through your representatives? Again, because they're extorted men. You all know who Jim Jordan is, right? Do you know that he's embroiled in a scandal concerning pedophiles? He's some sort of congressional oversight out of Ohio. He's the new guy. The last guy that you had was Trey Gowdy, who did nothing, friends, but grill and entertain the conservatives out of their freedoms. The guy before that was Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz, which we knew firsthand from a family member of one of the fallen SEAL Team 6 friends, knew that Jason Chaffetz was giving cover-up to those that committed the crimes against him and his son. They're extorted men. Do you not understand that? They're controlled men. Did you forget about Brian Bender's story coming out of the Boston Globe? We had him on the radio here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com probably 10 years ago under Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Do you not remember, friends, that during an ICE investigation, they found that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography? Remember they said they didn't have the resources, criminal Eric Holder? Remember that? The AG, if you want to call him that? Friends, do you not forget? Did you forget about Watergate, which was a child pedophile ring cover-up concerning your said representatives and American government? Folks, these are extorted men. Let me ask you another question. Folks, why is it that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, why do they have a say-so in anything that's going on here? Why are people afraid of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's opinion? Who voted them in, America? Because I didn't. Where's the President of the United States of America concerning the coronavirus task force? Well, he's put them all up in the front. Guess who they work for? Bill Gates. Friends, you just heard this individual, this business owner, friends, Clay Clark, tell you that Anthony Fauci works for Bill and Melinda Gates. Why is Donald Trump giving them a platform? Because they're all extorted men. They've lost the narrative, friends, concerning the agenda that they're trying to push. Now they're doing it by force. Do you not understand this? Because that's how they're controlled, is through force, extortive measures. Do as we say or else you're going to be ousted, right? Oh, Bradley, that's just extreme. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Is what's going on in this country right now not a revelation of corruption in this country, friends? Is it not? Is it not a revelation of the minds of those that mean to control you? They've been busted for fraud how many times? How many times do they need to be busted for criminal fraud perpetuating this alleged virus, friends, to the degree that they have? Are they going to be held accountable by the American people? No, and they know not. That's why they continuously push the envelope down your throat regardless if you like it or not. Do you not understand how this is being played out? Folks, the Bible is clear on this, Ephesians 4:14, what sort of men these are. And we need to call them out for the sort of people they are, because they're not men. They're devils is what they are. And I'm just going over to Ephesians 4:14 right now, and I want you to hear this carefully. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of these evil men's doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. How many times do they need to be busted lying to you before you hold them accountable, America? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate donate securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday we were watching the true story. If you have not seen The Pianist, you should check it out, The Pianist. And it's a spinoff of none other than Schindler's List. And, folks, it's interesting, even because when they were being moved to the ghetto, these Jews and these gypsies and these dissidents, they still didn't believe it was going to get any worse, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. They kept ignoring the judgments of God. Now, for those that don't realize that those that were a part of the Holocaust and in taking note as to what was taking place during their country, I've been to the Holocaust Center in Israel, and I've also been to the one in Washington, D.C., the first thing that you see when you walk into those Holocaust centers is you'll see scriptures of judgment taken from Deuteronomy. Okay? Just so you understand, folks, these people understood where this was coming from after the fact. And no matter how many times they were assailed, they kept giving the tyrants the benefit of the doubt that it wouldn't get any worse than where they were right then and there. Until they got to the point where they were completely exterminated. Genocide, eradicated, killed, murdered. That's how, folks, people are behind barbed wire fences, and they still are saying, in Schindler's List, they're still saying, friends, Hitler needs us. Hitler needs us. Folks, you don't understand what kind of mindset these people have upon we, the people in this country. They can't prove a virus. And people are afraid of what Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates are going to say, as if to suggest they were voted in somewhere or somehow. I must have missed the memo. And where's the president? Wearing a mask. Going right along with it. He was the first one to say that it's nothing to worry about. So, folks, for the President of the United States of America to wear a mask, you better all the well understand that he's under control as well. He's an extorted man. I know many of you out there want to believe that the President is the most powerful man in the world. Folks, it's not him giving the orders. Remember when Bill Clinton said back in the 90s when asked about the government, Bill Clinton responded with, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control of. You're exactly right. We're either under the blessings of God or we're under the curses of God. The bad guys are not in control, friends. The bad guys are not in control. When we read the book of Amos, folks, you want specificity? There it is again. This is what's happening in this country. Right before the end of the last segment, I was telling you that we henceforth be no more children, taken from Ephesians 4:14, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. What's happening today? I'm afraid of what he's going to say today, and I'm afraid of what they're going to say tomorrow. Instead of being the law. I mean, this is absolutely insane. I just shared with you yesterday, I read the book of Daniel over the last couple days. And when you look at the reason that we or they during that time period under Daniel's headship and his oversight, spiritually speaking, it's the same reason they were being judged is the same reason that we're being judged. O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him. And who are those that love the Lord? Those who keep his commandments. Nothing's changed. Daniel said in verse 5, chapter 9, Daniel, we have sinned and committed iniquity, lawlessness. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts, that which you've entrusted us with. And then he goes on. We have departed from your precepts and from your judgments. That's exactly right. We've allowed man to take over, making void the commandments of God, Mark 7. And we're getting the results and we're trying to figure out why we're having to drink this cup. It's because we refuse. There's so many people that profess their love for God and Jesus, friends. But here's the answer. We have sinned and committed lawlessness. We have done wickedly and rebelled. How did they rebel? By departing from his precepts and from his judgments. Oh, that's not good enough for me. Well, let's go to the New Testament. What did Jesus say about it? Well, Luke 42, he said it right here, friends. Oh, my goodness, you ready for this one? This is the New Testament. All you uneducated, biblically illiterates. But woe unto you, that's a curse, Pharisees, religious hypocrites. You tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. You pass over judgment and the love of God. Oh my goodness. Let's go back to the character of God. Jeremiah 9:24 real quick. But let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knoweth me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love. Righteousness, justice, folks. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I'm going to go back over to that, and I'm going to go to the King James. It's interesting how Google's changing things up right now, and so is Facebook on social media. They're making it hard for you to dig these things up, friends. But that's why you eat the Word, and you have it within yourself like that of Ezekiel. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth in this, this is the King James Version, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord God, which exercise love and kindness. Read Psalm 107 when you get a moment. I am the Lord God, which exerciseth judgment. I'm known by the judgments that I execute, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Okay? Now, I want to go back to this because it's important before we get to our main topic. It's very important. We started off listening to the audio of Clay Clark, who said Bill Gates is a pedophile. He hangs with pedophiles. He said, why would you listen to a pedophile about what you do with your kids? But by the way, just again, just to prove the point of communicating with your neighbors, I'm in a store today, and they had tape, social distancing, to separate people so they don't communicate, right? A CIA psyop is what it is, to condition you like animals, to corral you into forced compliance is what this is about. I walk in. There's a line there. I just walked right behind the guy. Another guy came in behind me, an older, dense individual with a mask on. And he says, well, I see social distancing doesn't apply here. I turned around and looked at him and said, right, we haven't drank that Kool-Aid. So he turns around and walks out. The guy in front of me says, I agree with you, brother. I said, this is nothing but forced compliance. He said, I totally agree with you. Folks, this is happening across the country. Pay attention to the people that are trying to force it down your throat. Literally, Bill Gates is a pedophile, said Clay Clark. Okay? Do you guys all remember the child trafficking documentary some in Congress didn't want you to see? Do you also remember, if you haven't, I'm going to share it with you, an individual in the White House during a documentary given by first-hand eyewitnesses, friends, called Conspiracy of Silence, one individual that was committing the act of pedophilia, they were stealing kids and bringing them in to the White House to party. Okay? It's an old documentary, friends. One of them said they wouldn't believe it because it's the unthinkable. That's why we can get away with it, because it's the unthinkable. Exactly. You know what the problem is? Too many people in this country don't understand. Politicians don't think like me and you. They think like demigods. They think they're better than we are. They think that we work for them. Why? Because the people at large have allowed them to do so. The American people have trained these said representatives, these corrupt politicians, to be what they are. See, so what comes into play? Every country deserves the government that it has. Why? Because it's a reflection of we the people. Now, I want you to go back to this. This is the unthinkable. And the American church isn't only standing down, it's partaking and advocating the homosexual agenda today. That's why they're a total reproach from the younger generation. Hey, younger generation, it's a lack of Christianity, what you see there, my friend. Jesus was crucified by the same kind of people, just for the record, okay? They're the ones that are saying we have no king but King Trump. And it's exactly what they're doing today. And nobody advocates, by the way, the gay agenda as much as Donald Trump, sodomites, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Bushes. For the record, same thing with the Clintons, friends. Remember when George Bush was in office and he condemned just to appease his followers? And then once he left office, and by the way, during his tenure, he was actually sending letters to homosexual communities, advocating and high-fiving their position in their communities. But once he left the presidency, both him, George Bush, and his wicked wife, it was interesting to note that they both began to approve of and advocate the gay agenda and gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Folks, see, what's happening is if you go along with these people, you are an accomplice in daring God's justice, and it's going to fall on you too. But this is what I want to get through, friends. The child documentary, if you have not seen Conspiracy of Silence, friends, Conspiracy of Silence, you're going to understand why nothing's getting done in your government, at least working for and upholding the law concerning their sworn oaths. It's because, listen to me carefully, they're extorted and controlled men. You deal with them, you shut down who's controlling them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says some Democratic-led cities like Chicago and New York are out of control and resemble war zones.
They're supposed to be asking for help. And they don't want to ask, so maybe they're proud or maybe they think it's bad politically, but we can't have happen what's happening.
The president making those comments at the White House on Wednesday. The family of George Floyd is suing the city of Minneapolis for his wrongful death. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crum says it wasn't just the four police officers responsible for Floyd's death. He says the city has a long history of abuse, especially against black men. And the dining industry is asking Congress for financial assistance amid economic hardship brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The National Restaurant Association forecasting that restaurants will lose over $240 billion. This is USA Radio News. A top health official says the United States could have the coronavirus pandemic under control in a matter of weeks if everyone wore masks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in our Washington News Center.
Director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says the evidence proves that wearing masks stops the virus's spread. During a webinar with the Journal of the American Medical Association, Redfield said data continues to mount that proves that, quote, masking works to stymie the spread of the virus. And he's urging the American public that the time is now to embrace universal masking.
The annual Rose Bowl parade is not going to happen on New Year's Day. Organizers making the announcement that they're canceling the Pasadena tradition for the first time since World War II because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a news release saying that they made their decision with reluctance and disappointment, but in accordance with Governor Gavin Newsom's reopening schedule. This is USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there is no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I want to do is I want to get over to our main topic. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get your articles. Go to the right side. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. The same thing. Click onto the YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, who is this generation looking to? I mean, there's only one who can pull you out of the mire. Just one. Remember, God is not the author of confusion, right? 1 Corinthians 14:33. Now, recently I came across some videos from the not too far past. One where a mentally ill woman walks into a restaurant crying. Okay, she calls the baby Snow. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag here, or the chicken out of the bag. I just did. But I want you to listen to this first audio, and then I'm going to play a second one for you. Because, folks, what I'm about ready to play for you, you cannot make this up. This is a woman in California walking into a restaurant. Listen to what she says carefully.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I do a plenty for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. She was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling. And I can see you laughing. But to her, this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there. And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind.
group of people in there with her before she walked into this restaurant. People are eating their chicken dinners. She literally walks into the restaurant, and that was the speech that she gave, friends. Does this sound familiar? Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Folks, isn't it interesting how people are outraged when a dentist goes out onto a safari and he shoots a lion? But yet it's advocated and endorsed by the powers that are tolerated through the media and the government to go ahead and murder 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. Do you see how you've been conditioned? Do you know that in Minnesota, if you go and pick state flowers, you can be fined. It's a misdemeanor. If you go to the ocean, you better not touch a whale. You can go to prison for a long time. This is... And of course, this is highlighted. Yes, I understand that. But it's there. And you need to understand that it's highlighted by the same people that think this way, that are looking for people just like them, so they can have control over the rest of the people until they think just like them. By the way, same thing goes for the first two segments concerning pedophilia. They want to normalize it. They want to normalize it. So here, I want to give you another one, just to show you how sick these up-and-comings are. Here's another lady, if you want to call her that. She goes to an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez town hall. And when you're watching and you're looking at these people, you know they're not there. There's a mental disconnect. Their head from their heart. It shows you what a reprobate is. They have not the spirit to judge rightly. They're left to themselves. Scripture tells us. And these are those that are left to themselves. Okay? This is a woman that went to this town hall. Again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I want you to... you're going to hear this, but I want you to see also what you're hearing. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is agreeing with this woman and what it is that she's advocating for during this town hall meeting. What we're talking about right now, friends, is who is this generation looking to? Listen to this woman at an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez town hall meeting in New York. You can't make it up.
So we have to get rid of the babies. That's the big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not. We need to eat the babies.
We need to eat the babies.
Because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, so you understand, America, so you can understand where this country is going to go to if you leave these people left to themselves. These are the people that are out doing something. Well, all the good professors in America, all 86%, stand back and pray. Well, these nomads are doing. Faith without works is dead. They got it better than you do, those that are just sitting back and doing nothing but praying. Faith without works is dead. Oh, and by the way, just again for the record, these scientists, you know, science is the study of creation. See, what scientists are men who discover what God creates, and then they try to get God out of the equation and then take praise unto themselves that belongs to God. But I'll tell you what, this guy really outdid himself. So you can understand that this girl is legitimately taking on what she is being taught by these other reprobates called scientists. They're called scientists. Scientists suggest eating human flesh to fight climate change. New York Post. A Swedish scientist speaking at Stockholm Summit last week offered an unusual possible tactic in combating global climate change. He said, eat human flesh. It's a story written by Garen Keith Gaynor from Fox News, and it's posted on NewYorkPost.com. So again, what are these people looking to? And who are these people looking to? What are these people feeding on that they would say such things and do the things that they do? And if you think that it is so far out there, friends, I want to tell you what, you've already been conditioned. In many cases, Americans have taken on the same mindsets that they declare they're totally opposed to. To the mindset that they say they condemn. Well, folks, again, remember there's 3,000, 4,000 babies a day being murdered in this country on the approval with the accomplices called the American people. Can't blame anybody else for that, can we? Nope. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. And they're doing it, friends. When I listen to this, I'm just like, I'm totally offended. And you know what Ocasio's doing? She's sitting there nodding in agreement with her. Do you not understand that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, do you not understand that across the United States, friends, these are planted individuals? Because they were not voted in by we the people. But it shows you that if we're not going to love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength in keeping his commandments, he promised to show mercy unto us if we did that. It shows you what we're going to be left to, namely ourselves, if we leave off God's commandments and take man's on. Folks, there's a war going on here. And people need to realize if you're looking for a revolution, the revolution started long ago. It took place when we were born. The fact of the matter is we're either going to win this war by the power of the Holy Ghost, or we're not going to. People can listen to this audio and sit back and laugh at these two lunatics. Yeah, there's no question. I am more awe-stricken of what they've taken on because they fed that monster to become what they've become, whatever that may be. And it isn't good. I'm more awe-stricken that it's come this far and they're so emboldened to actually go into a town hall meeting or to walk into a restaurant and to begin to preach their message. Where's the church? Folks, these two women, reprehensible. You know, Proverbs 19:15 tells us, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself or herself bringeth her mother to shame. Oh my goodness, did they do a good job of bringing shame to their mothers and to our country if we don't stand up and put a stop to all this garbage. This is insanity. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment. I want to get to the answer here. I've just shown you the lunacies of some people left to themselves. You know, the Bible's clear when it says that he who withholds the rod hates his son or his daughter. It's absolutely true. Friends, when you look at what this girl, this reprobate, at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's town hall meeting, talking about eating babies, to basically to save the earth. This all, folks, this is some sick people, man. Or the woman walking in California into the restaurant. This mentally ill woman walks in and starts crying for her chicken named Snow that just happened to be on the plates of the people. And she's talking about how this is violence. Yeah. God said, kill and eat. I'm in agreement with the Lord. Like it or not, too bad. That's what I'm doing. I agree with the Word of God. But this is the question. What is it, friends, that these young people are feeding on that they would be in such a mental state? I mean, we already understand the Muslims, what they advocate for. Look where they come from, friends. Or we understand the irreligious and the atheist. You know, just think atheist. There's no such thing. Because if there was no God, there would be no atheist. And vice versa. And by the way, that is the very ideologies and the doctrine taught to raise up good communists. To give power to the state. For the record. You know how you confuse an atheist? Ask him to make reference to right and wrong in his life. His conscience will bear witness. Are these young people looking to the Hindus, the Buddhists? I mean, folks, even think about Hare Krishna. These people, they put a little ponytail on the back of their heads because they believe that they're going to be pulled up into heaven that way. They believe in all of the gods. Well, I'm here to tell you there's not all of the gods. There's only one God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Was the Taoist or the Confucius? The Chinese traditional religionists? I mean, is that where they're feeding? Is that the feeding trough of religion and doctrines that these are being raised up under? Is this what they're feeding on? What about Sikhism or spiritualism or Judaism or the Baha'is or the Jainism? Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg of religions that have been created by man who have wickedly departed from God, and they're confused, every single one of them. Or let me even say this, or perhaps many that claim to be Christians who have in fact created a Jesus that looks and acts just like themselves, which you see in a massive amount concerning the professors in America today. It's not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the word. Read Exodus 20, verse 4, Matthew 7, verse 23. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. Read 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. What do you see the professors doing in America? They're not keeping his commandments. Therefore, they're not his. They don't have the life. He who hath the Son hath life. There's no life. There's no witness. The Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to their lies. Hey, folks, I'm again here to tell the people the answers. Namely, these younger people that are taking on these ideologies, this doctrine, indoctrination. They're feeding on false gods. And they're being let down. Well, I'm here to tell you it's none of the above. 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us, for there's one God, one mediator between God and men, that man, Christ Jesus. Period. So let's set the record straight. I tipped into this yesterday. I want you to listen to it as I take my time going through a couple paragraphs here to bring about the answer that so many are looking for even now. Famous Chicago preacher D.L. Moody, 1837 to 1899, brought closure to the issue in a very scriptural manner. He said, will these non-Christian religions bear the test, the ones that I just named? Stoicism was perhaps the noblest of the Greek philosophies, but it rapidly developed into utter cynicism and culminated into the asserted impossibility of attaining virtue, because that comes through the Holy Ghost. Epicureanism started out... I'm sorry, folks. It's one of those days. Started out fairly well, but its founder was not dead before it earned for itself the opprobrious epithet that it was doctrine only worthy of the swine. Look at Buddhism with its filthy ceremonials and its cruel tortures. All these systems exhibit a conflict between theory and practice. I'm saying this slow on purpose. They failed in their object because they approached the difficulty on the wrong side. Okay. They trimmed away at the branch, not recognizing that the tree was rotten at heart. Christianity alone will stand the test of raising men out of the pit. And how does it propose to do that? Well, not by minimizing the danger and the need. It says the whole head is sick, the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises in putrefying sores. It demands as the first necessity a new birth, John 3:3. Regeneration by the Holy Spirit, Titus 3. What does it say? You must be born again. It does not place sanctification before justification. Okay, the redeemed sinner, the love of Christ, and the fellowship and guidance of the Holy Spirit is a must. And here's the analogy. A converted Chinaman once said, I was down in a pit, half sunk in the mire, crying for someone to help me out. And as I looked up, I saw a venerable, gray-haired man looking down at me who said, my son, this is a dreadful place. Yes, I answered, I fell into it. Can't you help me out? My son was his reply. He said, I'm Confucius. If you had read my books and followed what they taught, you would have never been here. Yes, Father, I said, but can't you help me out? As I looked, he was gone, and soon I saw another form approaching, and another man bent over me, this time with closed eyes and folded arms. He seemed to be looking to some far-off place. That must be Buddha. My son, Buddha said, just close your eyes and fold your arms and forget all about yourself. Get into a state of rest. Don't think about anything that can disturb. Get so still that nothing can move you. Then, my child, you will be in such a delicious state and rest as I am. Yes, Father, I answered, I will when I'm above ground. Can't you help me out? I want you to listen to me, people. Those that are looking for the answers, you're saying, can't you help me out of this miry clay into this pit where my sins have found me out? Numbers 32:23. You're looking for the answers of who can help you out. I have the answer here for you. The Chinaman, when explaining the answer, said, "I was just beginning to sink into despair when I saw another figure above me, different from the others. There were marks of suffering on his face. And I cried out unto him, 'Oh, Father, can you help me? My child,' he said, 'what is the matter?' And before I could answer him, he was down in the mire by my side." Thank you, Lord. "He folded his arms about me and lifted me up. Then he fed me and rested me." Read Mark 11:28. "When I was well, he did not say, 'No, don't do it again,' though Scripture does tell us, 'Go and sin no more,' in John 8. This Jesus that took him out of the miry hole in which he dug himself, pulled him out and said, 'We will walk on together now.' And we have been walking together until this day." This was the poor Chinaman's way, of telling of the compassionate love and help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the answer, America. For real. This is the answer, but you have to meet him on his terms. This is the prerequisite. Meet him on his terms. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. To he who tries to save his life will lose his life. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. It's absolutely true. Friends, who's the one that says all of this? Acts 4:12, I end with, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men." This applies to all of mankind, "whereby we must be saved." His name is Jesus Christ, friends. You looking for the answers? I just gave them to you. Take heed to his commandments. Practice what you claim that you preach, and you'll know him as any other believer knows him. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Forgive me. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.